Amen. It is my great honor to welcome to All Souls this morning Miss Michiko Kodama. Kodama-san is the Assistant Secretary General of the Japan Confederation of Atomic Bomb Sufferers Organizations. She herself is a survivor of the atomic bombing of Hiroshima on August 6, 1945, when Miss Kodama was just 7 years old. This morning, Miss Kodama will share some of her experience of the bombing and its aftermath and appeal to us for peace. And I'll say that as time passes, it is ever more rare that those with living memories of the atomic bombing are able to travel and to share their stories with the world, share their testimony. Ms. Kodama, we are honored by and grateful for your presence with us this morning. Friends, please join me in welcoming Ms. Michiko Kodama.
Hello everyone. I was just introduced. My name is Michiko Kodama.
あの日の広島に投下された 原子爆弾によって世界で初めて核戦争の被害を受けた被爆者です。当時私は国民学校2年生、7歳でした。木造校舎の中にいました。突然ものすごい光とあっという間に木造校舎の天井が落ち、窓ガラスが鋭利に割れ、
I am one of the survivors of the first nuclear war in the world. On that day, when the atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, I was a second grader in a wooden school building of a primary school that I attended. Suddenly, in a great flash, the wooden ceiling fell, and the glass windows bursted, and the sharp splinters flew everywhere.
迎えに来てくれた父の背中に おぶさり、帰宅する途中、この世の地獄を目にしました。皮膚が焼けただれ、ぶら下がっている人、真っ黒い炭のようになった赤ちゃんを抱いた、ひどいやけどを負ったお母さん、眼球が飛び出している人、飛び出した内臓を抱えた人たちが
On my way home, carried on my father's back, I witnessed hell on earth. People with burnt and peeled skin dripping down from their limbs. A baby who was burnt black as charcoal, held by a mother who was burnt badly herself. People with their eyeballs popped out, and people holding their protruding guts in their hands. All were trying to get away.
8月6日 広島、9日、長崎に投下された原子爆弾は瞬時に町を破壊し、多くの命を無残に奪い、かろうじて生き残った被爆者も放射線の後遺症で次々と亡くなっていきました。原爆は人として死ぬことも 人間らしく生きることも許さなかったのです。
The atomic bomb dropped on August 6th in Hiroshima and the 9th in Nagasaki instantly destroyed the city and took away many lives without any mercy. And those who did manage to survive died moments later of radiation. The atomic bomb would not allow any humane deaths or to live as a human afterwards.
奇跡的に生き延びた被爆者は自分だけが生き残ったという罪悪感、脳裏に焼き付いたままのあの日の地獄の光景、音、声、匂いを抱きながら、その後の生活苦、世間の偏見と差別と苦しみは深く、74年経った今もあの日のことが消え去ることはありません。私も漁師、娘、弟2人が次々と亡くなり、悔しさと寂しさとでいっぱいです。
Those who miraculously survived the A-bomb were left with survivor's guilt, with the scenes of the horrific day burnt in our minds, the sounds, the voices, and the scent keep on coming back. We struggle with the hard life after the war, the prejudice from others, discrimination, and the deep sorrow are still relevant today, even after 74 years. That day will never disappear from our lives. For me, my parents, my daughter, or for my two younger brothers, who all died one after another, I am full of frustration and sorrow.
私たち被爆者は、私たちが味わった地獄の悲しみを世界の誰にも再び合わせてはならないと、被爆者を再び作るな、核戦争を起こすな、核兵器なくせと国の内外に原爆被害の実相を訴え続けてきました。
We, the atomic bomb survivors, do not want anyone else in the world to suffer from the same hell we went through. We kept on pleading not to create any more atomic bombs, survivors, no more nuclear war, and no more nuclear weapons by telling our story on damage caused by the atomic bomb domestically and internationally.
被爆者の訴えが国際社会に少しずつ届き始め、国際政治の中で核兵器使用が人間にとって容認しがたい苦しみと被害をもたらすこと、原爆被害は決して受忍できないという思いが正面から受け止められるようになりました。この流れが2017年7月国連会議において核兵器禁止条約の採択として実を結びました。
The pleading of atomic bomber survivors began to reach the international community little by little. And in international politics, it has started to be accepted that the use of nuclear weapons would cause unbearable suffering and damage for humans, and that atomic bomb damage can never be tolerated. This trend led to the adoption of Nuclear Weapons Convention in July 2017 at the UN conference.
被爆者が長年訴え続けてきた核兵器廃絶の扉がやっと開いたと嬉しく喜び合いました。しかし、核兵器国とその同盟国はこの条約に今も背を向け続けています。残念でなりません。特に唯一の戦争被爆国の日本政府が賛成しないことは、被爆者として怒りを覚えます。核兵器を廃絶することは容易なことでないことも事実です。まだまだ困難な道のりがあります。
We are delighted that the door to the abolition of nuclear weapons, which atomic bomb survivors have been calling for many years, has finally opened up. However, those countries that have nuclear weapons and their allies are still turning their backs against the treaty. I am sorry. I feel angry as an atomic bomb survivor, especially when the Japanese government of the only war bomb country does not comply. It's also a fact that it's not easy to abolish nuclear weapons. There is still a difficult road ahead of us.
しかし、ここ首都ワシントン特別区会議が核兵器廃絶を連邦政府会議に求める決議を全会一致で採択するなど、皆さんの平和を願う日頃の草根の運動が実現したことは大きな喜びです。同様な決議がカリフォルニア州議会、ニュージニア州議会、大都市のロスアンゼルス、ボルティモア市でも採択され、核兵器廃絶を求める動きが起きていることは、高齢化した被爆者にとって大きな励みです。
However, it is our great pleasure to hear that your grassroots peace effort led to the result where the Council of the District of Columbia unanimously adopted a resolution calling for the Congress to eliminate nuclear weapons. Similar resolutions have been adopted by the California State Assembly, the New Jersey State Assembly, and the major cities such as Los Angeles and Baltimore. Such activities to eliminate nuclear weapons is a big encouragement for aging atomic bomb survivors.
今も地球上には13,865の核弾頭があります。次世代に戦争も核兵器もない青い地球を残せるよう核兵器廃絶に向け共に力を尽くしましょう。ありがとうございました。
Even today, there are 13,865 nuclear warheads on the Earth. We must abolish nuclear weapons in order to leave the blue Earth without any war or nuclear weapons for the next generation. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Ms. Kodama, for your powerful testimony and call to action. And perhaps I can add just a brief postscript to Ms. Kodama's testimony by sharing a small story from All Souls' history of interfaith peace work with the people of Japan. 4 years ago, we were privileged to welcome to the United States a delegation of Japanese Buddhists and peace activists from Hiroshima. Our Japanese friends had twice welcomed us in their country, but this was our first time welcoming them here to our own country. And as we planned their visit to Washington, the Japanese really had only one thing that they insisted on seeing while they were here. They wanted to see the Enola Gay, the B-29 bomber that dropped the atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So on a Saturday in November 2015, a large busload of Japanese and All Souls folks arrived at the Smithsonian's Air and Space Museum Annex out by Dulles Airport. Let's just say that the arrival of a large group of Japanese visitors immediately drew the attention of the Smithsonian's security staff. We were followed by a guard as we made our way over to where the Enola Gay is displayed. And when we arrived there, we were met by the chief of security for the museum, who informed us politely but firmly that political and religious demonstrations were strictly forbidden. Now, the Enola Gay hangs overhead from the ceiling of a large airport hangar. Amidst other fighter planes and vintage commercial planes like the Concorde, the Space Shuttle Discovery is not too far away. The museum provides very little information about the devastation wrought by the aircraft and its lethal payload. Displayed as it is, the Enola Gay is celebrated, really, as another great achievement of aeronautical engineering, rather than understood as a delivery system for weapons of mass destruction. What struck me first as I stood below it was the sheer size of the plane. The Enola Gay is one of the larger airplanes on display in this part of the museum. And standing underneath it and looking up, a human being can feel awfully small, insignificant, powerless in the face of the catastrophic force that it represents. But beneath it we stood, about 50 of us, half Japanese, half American, and eventually we assembled ourselves there in a kind of circle below the plane so that we could see one another's faces. And I noticed that as we formed that circle, I immediately felt less small, less powerless. And despite the prohibition on religious demonstrations, I think that's what we went ahead and did anyways, we stood in that circle. The Japanese shared stories of how they and their loved ones had been impacted by the bombings. We all shared how it felt to stand beneath and see the bomber. We observed a moment of silence. We wept, we prayed, and then we left. There was a time, not so long ago, when nuclear annihilation stood out as the one threat that endangered not only human lives, but human life itself, life on Earth. These days, we live with many more of these threats. And in the face of such threats, in the face of the violence that we saw and witnessed and read about last night and yesterday, we often feel insignificant, small, and powerless. And whenever I find myself feeling that way, I remember what it felt like to stand in that shadow of the Enola Gay. How small I felt and how powerless. And then I remember how different I felt when we circled round as a people, shoulder to shoulder, hand in hand, when we saw each other, listened to one another's stories, prayed and worked together for peace. In that circle of human solidarity, I still felt vulnerable, but I also felt powerful. When I was in seminary, Rebecca Parker was the president of the school and its professor of theology. And I remember back then Rebecca telling us, none of us alone can save the world. But together, that's another possibility. Waiting. May we find both the will and the grace to confront the many threats to life on earth. Amen.